For Lorain County's 18th annual party with a purpose, the Zero Proof Mix-Off.
Filling up quick?
Oh, it's filling up very quickly here. We told you, this is a serious competition.
It is.
It's fun. We have a blast with it. It's obviously for a great cause as well, but all the participants, or just about all of them, are here. They're putting their gear in order, and, you know, they give away so many different awards of this thing. Best taste, best name, best student drink, best presentation, people's choice, the overall winner. But we have someone with us right now that I think is already in the running for a few of those awards, Giovanna Bremke with the Lorain County Recovery Court. And, Giovanna, we appreciate you joining us here today. And, you know, you've got the Grinch laid out in front of us, and that's got a lot to do with the theme that you guys have put together for this year. Your drink name is Recovery is Hootiful. And I think that's already in the running for best name. It has to be, doesn't it?
I think that's up there, yes.
I think it's 100% in the running already. But thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are wonderful. And you guys are the first ones we recognized. When we set up shop here, we started looking to see who is setting up. You guys are awfully tough to miss with the Grinch attire. Now, you mentioned that there is a story or two behind why you guys decided to go with this name, Recovery is Hootiful, and the entire theme surrounding the Grinch.
Yes, so our name, Recovery is Hootiful, is based off of our slogan, Recovery is Beautiful, which is Recovery Courts are a national thing, but we are here in Lorain County. We have about 75 participants who are recovering addicts, and mainly opiate addicts, and it's a specialized docket, so it's intense. They're drug tested at least 3 times a week. They see the judge once a week. We meet, and we talk about every aspect of their life. One of the reasons we wanted to participate is because the first holidays after you know, you're in recovery, and a lot of times your family may or may not also be sober, they're difficult to deal with, and we see a lot of times people, you know, relapse, or there's a lot of pressure right around the holidays and right after. We went with the Grinch theme because the Grinch, if the most recent version of the Grinch, we were just talking about how all the versions of the Grinches, and that we've seen them a million times between our kids, but the most recent version of the Grinch, actually at the end talks about how he was abandoned and in an orphanage as a child, and we see a lot of, you know, trauma issues in our court, and so we thought that was fitting for it to tie in with our participants and how the Grinch was able to overcome that. We also deal with that with our participants.
Now, I mentioned the name Recovery is Hootiful. It's got to be in the running for best name because last year, look, I mean, it was along those same lines, right? You know I'm big on my puns, man.
Yes,
I love my
very
puns.
Very big on them, yeah.
And last year, the best name winner was Barry Responsible Driver. So you guys are taking
very
a similar path.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's. I think you guys are certainly on the right path there. Now, this drink, I'll let you describe it, but obviously it involves a lot of green stuff.
Yes, it's all green. So it is the Green Hawaiian Punch, which you can actually get just about anywhere. I thought that would be hard to find, but it wasn't. Sprite and lime sherbet. And then also It's rimmed with a red sanding sugar, and we have candy cane style looking straws.
Oh, wow. This is my favorite part of your description there, the red sanding sugar. Completely optional, but completely adorable.
Yes.
I think that's awesome. So it adds an aesthetic thing there, but also does have some good taste to it, too.
Yes, definitely.
So you say spoon in your Grinch punch and serve. So this is essentially Grinch punch. But you guys knew if you wanted to take home best name, you had to call it something other than Grinch Punch, right?
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. And again, tying into our name, the recovery is beautiful, and there's a national slogan, so yeah. It ties right in.
Well, I think that's kind of the beauty of it. And this seems like a case where you guys sort of knew where you were going with the theme first and then the drink followed. Would that be accurate? Or?
Yeah, so actually we missed the cutoff for the mix-off last year only by a couple of days. We had the idea, and then we didn't get our submission in time.
Wow.
But so we've been thinking about it for a year, so we definitely had time to think about it.
You guys have been sitting on this
one.
Yeah,
this is our first year, too. So.
All right.
Wow. Well, talk about starting out with a big swing for sure. Holy smokes. I mean, you guys did it upright. We mentioned that you guys are tough to miss here. We look down to our left. We see the setup. So for those who aren't here to see it, give us an idea as to how this whole setup came together and what you think will make you guys stand out.
So we have a blow-up Grinch and also the Grinch directional sign, where which is famous in the movies with the different Grinch's Lair, Mount Crumpet, and Whoville. We also have a sign with the traditional Grinch hand holding the ornament with our name, Lorain County Recovery Court, on it.
Again, Giovanna Bremke with Lorain County Recovery Court joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Their drink at the Zero Proof Mix-Off is Recovery is Hootiful. You can see the theme there. Very green. It's Grinch Punch, but they went with a much better name, which, again, will put them in the running for best name at this year's event. So I've got to ask you, you know, we've talked about the presentation. We've talked about the drink itself. You mentioned you guys missed the cutoff last year. Obviously, you guys wanted to be a part of this event. What are some of your favorite aspects of this event? This is our third year here. We find something different every single year here. What do you guys love about this event?
So we, our team, we call ourselves a team. We're, as Recovery Court, we meet before we go into the courtroom every week. We're comprised of treatment providers. Some of them are also participants here, Firelands Counseling in Licata. Also, there's also a prosecutor. The prosecutor's office is participating. Myself as defense attorney, Judge John Maraldi, and then Lorain County Probation, also the Lorain County Common Police Court, is participating as well. So the event kind of represents something like ourselves, where it's a combination of a lot of different agencies coming together to make things better and for a common message.
How about the competition at this event as well? I mean, you've probably heard there's some really, really good drinks lined up, and people are setting up their stations as we speak. The competition seems pretty fierce.
Yes, we've heard a lot about the competition. The JVS has a castle for Hogwarts.
Oh,
It's pretty intense. We heard about that before, so we were scoping out the competition for the last couple of weeks, and it is it is stiff competition, so.
No question about
that. How long did it take to get the drink right? Did you put some stuff together, a few taste tests, or did you know kind of where you were going with it?
Yeah, so my 2-year-old and 4-year-old were the taste testers. So if it's not if it's not good, we blame them, the 2-year-old. No.
Kids are brutally honest. So that's a good move.
So no, like I said, we've been thinking about it for a while, but when the submission came up, we wanted to get in right away. So we had sort of taste tested it, but we really wanted to get it in to make sure we didn't miss it again.
No, I think that's great. I think it's very unique too. I mean, your theme is a part of what you guys kind of do and where you play in there. That's
very cool stuff. Well, Giovanna, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you
so much for stopping by. When you walked away, Matt Douglas was going to hold the toy Grinch hostage in case you didn't come back, because he's got two daughters at home that apparently love
adorable.
This movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They can't get enough of the Grinch. Any kids love the Grinch.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been played by Benedict Cumberbatch and Jim Carrey, amongst many others, right? So, I mean, everybody lines up to play the Grinch.
Right.
That'll give you an idea of just how popular he is. I saw the Grinch, I think it was the musical, was down at Playhouse Square recently. I was amazed at how the guy that played the Grinch, he's got 6 tons of makeup on him. He's wearing a really heavy suit. And, I mean, he's involved in every single scene. He is singing at the top of his lungs. And
I thought, it's called the Grinch. I mean, he's got to be involved.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, the guy, the makeup didn't come off. He wasn't sweating that.
Oh,
he wasn't sweating a drop. How does he do that?
Probably was underneath there, but that's impressive. Yeah.
But how did he not smear the makeup?
It's an age-old story and one of the best Christmas stories, I think, out there, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt about it. Well, Giovanna,
thank you very much
for coming on and joining us. This is a lot of fun, and good luck to you guys today.
Thank you.
All righty, Giovanna Bremke joining us with Lorain County Recovery Court here at the Zero Proof Mix-Off. They've got the Recovery is Hootiful drink. Stop by and see them. You can't miss them. You'll see the entire Grinch attire here at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. Let's step aside and take a break. We'll come back with more after this of the Zero Proof Mix-Off here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.